So what I use is I use organic food grade coconut flakes. I blend that with essential oils, never perfume.
We use Maxwell senang berkreasi membuat sabun dengan bahan alami dan organik. Tidak mudah baginya untuk kembali ke kehidupan sipil setelah 16 tahun berdinas militer, termasuk pada perang Irak dan Afghanistan, yang membuatnya menderita gangguan stres pasca trauma atau PTSD.
The VA, and they suggested that I should employ my hands with something that will keep me busy and out of trouble. And so they asked me, "What are you? Do you have any hobbies?" And I told them, and they were like, "Well, do you have any hobbies that aren't dangerous?" And I said, "Well, I like to make soap." And they said, "Oh, you should do that." And so I started doing this, and I just got obsessed.
Ini bukan sekedar hobi membuat atau menjual sabun.
I was going again to my VA appointments, and this homeless man, I came out of the hospital, and he says, "Hey, do you have any spare change?" And I was like, "You know, I don't have any spare change right now, but I've got this hobby. I make soap. Do you want some soap?" And the guy goes, "Oh yeah, I want some soap." And I was like, "Really? Really?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "I live on the street. You know, I'm dirty."
Kini Maxwell membagikan sabunnya gratis kepada tunawisma.
Don't get me wrong, I love money, but if you're making money and you're surrounded by people who are poor, who are sick, who can't take care of themselves, then you're going to get sick. And all the money in the world doesn't matter.
Terutama di saat pandemi, sepotong sabun gratis merupakan berkah.
No sanitizer burnt. My hands are dry, so they burn me. But I'm constantly trying to wash my hands as much as I can.
Untuk memproduksi ribuan sabun aroma bunga jeruk, ekaliptus, atau jeruk bali merah, ia mempekerjakan veteran lainnya dan ibu tunggal untuk sekaligus membantu mereka beradaptasi dan mendapat penghasilan.
I was really motivated by the service and sacrifice of my comrades at war. And I felt like those guys are dead and gone. Unfortunately, they can't make an impact anymore back here at home. So in some ways I feel like I owe those guys.
Menurut Kementerian Perumahan dan Pengembangan Kota, lebih dari 40.000 veteran Amerika berstatus tunawisma. Dan Los Angeles merupakan salah satu kota dengan krisis ketunawismaan terbesar di Amerika Serikat. Dari Los Angeles, California, VOA.